Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports for you from Ken Melender down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we talk late fall fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-sides that fit your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're talking to Ken down at Hayward Bait and Bottle for this week's show. And Ken, you know, we're definitely getting fishermen up here. I'm getting quite a few people out there after muskies, especially. The reports I'm getting and what I'm seeing, there's still a lot of muskies up shallow, pretty shallow.
They've been there since that first 2 days of cold nights we had. You know, it dropped that surface temp probably 5-6 degrees, and it seemed like all the minnow life, even when it got warmer after that, all the minnow life stayed up there shallow where there was a good oxygen.
You bet. And it all depends where the bait is. It, you know, if you're on a lake, I know one lake I've been fishing where there's just a ton of bait and a ton of small crappies and fish around cribs and structure in 8, 10, 12 feet of water. The muskies are going to be there too. But at a lot of lakes, especially the natural lakes or the weeds and stuff, there's a lot of bait up shallow. That's food, and that's where the fish are going to be all the time.
Well, you know, muskies are kind of like people. You know, they prefer a certain habitat. You know, there's going to be still some deep muskies out on the Cisco lakes that are going to be running around chasing those suspended Ciscos. But, you know, there's a lot of them that like the concrete jungle, so they're going to be right in there amongst all the weeds.
You bet. You know, and yeah, I've had good reports of everything from topwater baits and seen some action on topwater baits, twitch minnows, jerk baits, even some bucktail action out there.
Yeah, if you could get a, you know, double-bladed bucktail and actually a Zara Spook type of bite, you know, like the pose, you know, that should be really good, especially right away in the morning.
And let's talk about some other fishing, walleye fishing. Are you hearing much on that at all?
Jigging walleye suckers. Some guys are still using plastics, the jerk minnows, and believe it or not, some of the jigging wraps are catching them now, too.
Yeah, and there's walleyes out in deeper water on some lakes, but there's that walleye shallow in some lakes, too, right in the weeds, along the edge of the weeds in 6, 8, 10 feet of water, I'm hearing.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys haven't been, you know, giving us the exact pattern that's going on Pacific lakes, but basically you just have to use your electronics, find out, you know, where the thermocline is, where the bait is, and then, you know, find a point or a contact point where those bait will make contact with, and then this time of year it's really important to follow the wind too.
You bet. Well, you know, we're still a ways away. As we're recording this, I'm looking at 63, 64 degree water on most of the lakes I've been on, surface temperatures. You're still at least probably 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees away from when the lakes usually turn over in the fall, where everything starts to change radically.
Yeah, then, you know, usually it takes 4 days, depends upon weather patterns for that water to stratify. After that, then it's like really good fishing.
You bet. Well, the water temperature is the same basically from top to bottom. And then as we get later in the fall, the warmer water is toward the bottom. And the deeper water is where the fish are going to be. You know, you want to be careful how deep you're fishing, because a lot of times if you're catching, say, walleyes, crappies, some of the bass, you're catching them out of deep water, it's not really good for them as far as releasing fish.
Yeah, their bladder expands and kind of fills up their mouth pretty good. And, you know, you can clip a weight on their fins and keep them in your live well for a few hours so everything settles down and then it can be released. But otherwise, you know, play the fish slow and bring them up slower sometimes helps. But once you get over 25 feet, you can cause their air bladders to expand quite a bit.
You bet. You know, and let's talk a little bit about bass fishing. I'm not hearing too much about largemouth, but they're still fairly active. But smallmouth, that always gets really good in the fall here.
Yep, smallmouth is really good. They're starting to come back on a little bit shallower rock weed combos. Largemouth, you know, they're going back on reaction baits. So the same baits you cut them in first couple of weeks of May, you can catch them now, you know, like rattle traps, spinner baits, chatter baits, and that kind of stuff.
You know, talking smallmouth, I've had reports of some fish up pretty shallow, though, and you mentioned coming up on the shallower spots. Is that a normal pattern for this time of year?
Smallies, they like to travel. You get on a shallow rock ridge, they'll hunt down small fry, baby perch, and crawdads. And so usually when the leaves are on the water, a spinnerbait is a really good pattern and just cover the flats.
You know, and smallmouth on a piece of structure, if you have a rock bar in the middle of the lake, a fairly large piece of structure, everything I've always read and been told on this too is that those fish are homebodies. They'll move shallow or deep relating to that structure rather than transfer, you know, move away across the lake or something. Yeah, you find that out there?
Yeah, well, some of my favorite spots I try to look for, you know, for bass tournaments, I try to find a rock ridge that's teepee shape going out in deep water, try to find a weed flat, and on the back side of the weed on the shallows, I need to have rock, pea gravel, or sand that has snails and clams on it. And those smallies will get up on that sand, you know, so you can run 2 miles of shoreline and find the area that has snails and clams. You found a really, you know, the spot on the spot, so to speak.
You bet. And then as they move shallow or deep later in the year, they're still relating to that type of area, that ridge or that bar, rock bar, but only just moving deeper in there.
Yep. You can find the rocks go to 22, 23 feet, you know, probably just a few feet above the normal summer thermocline. That will be their home throughout the course of the whole year.
What kind of tips can you give people as far as baits and presentations for the smallmouth once they move deeper? We know that a big, large minnow will work pretty good, but anything else?
Live bait definitely can outfish plastics. But I would probably use swim baits and cover lots of water, both deep and shallow. Drop shot still can work, but be more aggressive, cover more water, because the smallies are going to be a lot more competitive, a lot more aggressive. So don't fish history. Just develop a pattern that day, because this time of year, they can switch in 3-4 hours, depending upon the sun angle, the water temp, sun penetration, whether it's sunny or cloudy. If it's sunny, favor going shallower. If it's cloudy, favor going deeper.
You know, one tip I'll give here, too, is that, you know, if you're fishing live bait for smallmouth, and most smallmouths get released, don't use a single hook. Use a jig if you're putting it on, because a jig keeps, you know, usually hook them in the end of the mouth or out toward the outside of the mouth where, you know, like an octopus hook or a single hook on live bait, they get way down in their throat, which is not really good for releasing.
Yeah, it's best to use a weighted hook and just hook the sucker minnow through the minnow, and that way when it comes and the fish will try to turn the jig and everything around in its mouth, so you want to hit them as soon as you feel the tick. If you're bobber fishing, once that bobber makes a pop, you want to hit them. Don't let them get time to take the bait and turn it around, because if they turn a bait around, because they always put it head first down their throat, that way, you know, the survival rate is a lot better.
You bet. Well, I know you guys got everything here at the shop for anybody that needs equipment, gear, baits, live bait, everything else for fishing for the fall, and you also get it up for the hunting season, too, and the archery season.
Yep. Just a reminder to the listeners that October 5th, there is no more baiting in Sawyer County, but that's still not stopping the hunters from getting out there. There's plenty of acorns out there that gives lots of high-protein food for the deer and the turkeys and the grouse, so just go sit next to an acorn pile.
Yep, find the acorns. Well, Ken, I want to thank you for taking the time here.
All right, thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine folks that make this show possible every week. And when we come back, we'll be talking fall fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, as we get later in the fall here, things change when it comes to the fishing, different patterns and different approaches to catch fish. And on this week's show, we're talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy about late fall fishing, especially for muskies. Tom, good to have you on the show here again. It's been a few while since you've been on.
Yeah, thanks, John. Been a while, and glad to be back, though.
Let's talk a little bit about late fall fishing. You know, we're going toward the late end of the season here. You know, I don't want to talk about ice fishing yet. I don't even want to think about it yet, but I still got some time to get out there, and everybody else got some time to get out there. We're going to have open water probably clear into November, so we got a good month or so yet of open water fishing, and that could be one of the better times of the year.
Yeah, John, it's definitely one of my favorites. I mean, you got the spring, awesome. And, of course, the summer can be great, too, but that fall, things start turning pretty cool. So,
well, I know a lot of the guys go after muskies, and that's a good time to get, you know, your personal best muskie, too, because the fish are going to be the biggest and the heaviest and as we get later in the fall here.
Yep, John, and that's where, you know, a lot of guys, and including myself and yourself, yeah, we try to take advantage of that, especially, you know, if muskies can be frustrating earlier in the year, although it still can be good. Muskie fishing can be good anytime, but the fall is particularly, of course, they're putting their feed bag on. In the winter, they don't really eat a whole lot. They become more dormant, so that fall period, they're real hungry.
You know, but things change as far as the fishing patterns. I mean, right now, as we're recording this, there's a lot of fish up shallow. They had that big tournament on the flowage, and most of the fish were caught up in real shallow water. And even after that, the week or so after that, I'm still getting reports and seeing some fish myself up in shallow. And there are some fish out deep, though, too.
Yep. Yeah, and it seems like, yeah, once that water temp, you know, 70 degrees, once it gets below that, yeah, there could be a whole bunch of muskies that start relating back to the shallows. And that's a, you know, they're going in the shallows. They're feeding, too. They're usually active fish. whether that's 4 feet of water, 6 foot, or even 2 foot or a foot of water. Yeah, utilizing, you know, topwater presentations, you know, shallow running baits, swim baits, stuff like that. It can be very productive. And it was, oh, yeah, the past couple musky guide jobs I had this past week. Yeah, we had good luck over 3, 4, 5 foot weeds. Caught a real nice tiger muskie on a topwater. And another spot, kind of same thing. It was a channel. And yeah, those fish started kind of relating to that channel. Whereas, you know, a month ago, it was too warm. You may have caught a bass or a northern in there, but the fish, they didn't like being in that shallow yet.
The other thing, too, is that, you know, we're looking at the lake's going through a turnover process here as we get in first part of October, usually every year, and that's usually when that water temperature drops down into the high 50s and the mid-50s, and that changes everything real quick because the fish seem to stay shallow up until almost then, and then after that, they'll move deeper.
Yep, and then, yeah, it seems like, you know, especially later October, yeah, you're looking at, you might find some fish shallow, but adjacent to that deeper water or just in the deep water. You know, some of the lakes around here, they have like deep basin spots. Yeah, a lot of the muskies, they start congregating in those areas. So if you're dragging a sucker, doing the sucker thing, those are some good spots to target. And even, let's say, the triple flowage, a lot of guys do the offshore fishing where they plant a sucker out with their boat and then go sit on shore. A lot of times, yeah, those guys are related to a narrows, a channel that has deep water, and those muskies are just cruising through it. Pretty cool, though.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is when you're in that turnover time, that's when everybody seems to struggle as far as catching fish. And after a turnover, everything kind of settles down. But during that turnover, you know, one of the things I found is a lot of these fish go up in green weeds a lot.
Yep. And sometimes, yeah, those milfoil patches that are kind of annoying to fish in the summertime. Yeah, if you can find some of those spots with active fish, yeah, you're usually going to see a hit.
Yeah, coontail beds are really good, too, during the turnover, it seems like. You find a good green coontail bed, and there'll usually be some fish around that.
Yep. Yeah, I know I was fishing another lake north of Hayward, a big one. And, yeah, that one, you know, those fish were kind of shallow, but they were still, they weren't necessarily doing, in the real scummy weeds, but they were, yeah, the sandy shorelines out from the weeds, and you could actually, you know, we were seeing some of the fish that weren't even necessarily going after our stuff, just doing the porpoise thing, showing themselves. And there's a lot of active fish moving around. So I think, yeah, out there we lost a really nice one on a swimming dog, Musky Innovations, and then got one on a top raider. So,
well, you know, a lot of guys want to fish suckers, and that's a big thing. You know, suckers are out there. Guys are using the quick drake rigs, catching fish, and it's a very productive way. There's a point, though, it seems like, when the fish just don't want to come up in that upper layer of water, and that's usually after the turnover, and they're down deeper. And I don't know if it's because the water on top is colder than down below or what the deal is, but they don't want to come up. So now you got to get your bait down to the fish. And it's pretty easy with a sucker. You can drop it down. But as far as getting your lures down there, you know, a lot of guys are starting to use more like things like fuzzy dozzets and bondi baits and jigging type lures, or taking some of the big rubber baits and counting them down and fishing them over the top of cribs and deeper structure like that.
Yep. And it's always nice, John, too. You know, if you're setting a sucker off the side of the boat, let's say in a rod holder, not even doing a bobber necessarily. What I like to use is my musky reel has a counter on it. So, yeah, I can go cruising 30 feet of water and drop that thing halfway down or more towards the bottom. And I'm not guessing where the sucker is, which is nice. And kind of the same with that slip bobber. You know, instead of using a big foamy, you know, the big foam ball bobber, which is, yeah, good for shallow stuff. Yeah, use a big old slip bobber, you know, of course, one that can hold up at least a medium or medium large sucker. But again, you can fish certain depths with that. And then the other thing, yeah, besides doing some jigging with artificial baits like you were talking about, there are some rigs out there with a big jig head. And and a length of wire and a hook, and you can actually put a live sucker on that, put a couple rubber core weights on that, and drop that down and just let it swim around. You're almost jigging with live bait. That can be really productive too.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring their show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All the current antiques and household items are now on sale and all must go to make room for the sports shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk on late fall fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy.
Well, you know, and trolling is an option too when you get to late fall. Over in Minnesota, for instance, years ago, they didn't even fish suckers over there. Guys went out after muskies. It seemed like most of them were just trolling. And up in Canada too, they're trolling. And you get baits that kind of get down in that area where the fish are, trolling, they'll take a trolled bait even in that late fall.
Yes, and that part of that is, too, just covering water. And a lot of guys, they're trolling, too. It gets to a point, let's say it's snowing 4 inches in your boat, accumulating while you're fishing. You know, it's hard on the hands casting all day, you know, hence the suckers or hence incorporating trolling into it. You know, yeah, it's just a totally different season. So
you bet. Well, I've been there, done that. I mean, I think the biggest muskie I ever caught was that fish over 40 pounds, and it was snowed 6 inches that day. We had to shovel sand off the bottom of the lake onto the boat ramp to get enough traction to pull the boat out. You know, so that's, I guess, hardcore fishing, if you want to call it that, but
it's always hardcore if you're musky fishing and you're bringing like a bucket of sand or cat litter or whatever, just so you get traction to pull your boat out when you're done. So,
well, not just musky fishing though. The walleye fishing and the crappie fishing can be pretty good all the way up until the end of the season here, the end of the open water season.
Yep, and I've been doing some of that too. Primarily on the Chippewa flowage, and some days I'll do musky fishing in the morning, and in the afternoon, if guys want to try for some crappies or bringing home some fish, some walleyes, yeah, that's been productive too. It seems like I've gotten away from like cribs out there. I've just been doing sunken bog stuff, basins, deep spots, and you know, you find the crappies close to sometimes, just kind of scattered. related to the bottom, sometimes suspended up in schools, you know. And then if you, yeah, staying vertical, very important in the fall, especially if you're walleye jigging, putting on a little bigger jig. When it comes to the flowage, sometimes that's tough because it's real snaggy. But it applies to, yeah, some of the other lakes, Round Lake, LCO, Grindstone, Whitefish. Yeah, doing that vertical presentation, bulking up your jig, jigging with walleye suckers instead of just doing the fathead thing, or a entire crawler, you know, making a, you know, that might target some bigger walleyes. So
one of the things I started doing late in the fall too is fishing a lot more drop shot rigs with sucker minnows on it. That seems to be very productive, and you can keep your hook away from the bottom of the snaggy stuff, and you got these little cylinder type weights. They slide through a lot of that snaggy stuff without hanging up. And it's a very productive way of going after those fish.
Yep, and that's a good idea as far as, you know, I do a lot of that. Yeah, and yourself, yeah, we do that with leeches and minnows and crawlers, you know, in the spring, in the summer. But in the fall, trying that with a sucker minnow, I've actually never done that. That would actually be a pretty interesting tip. What size hook would you use?
Usually a number one or a number two hook. I mean, a pretty good size hook. And and it was real productive on some of the Clearwater lakes for me last year using the drop shot rig. And I could actually see them on live sonar as soon as that hit the bottom. But, you know, the thing with the drop shot is I'm fishing that thing now a lot in wood and everything else. And places where you wouldn't even attempt to drag a jig through, you can actually work that drop shot through fairly good.
Yeah, they do seem to be a little snag resistant, which is really nice. And they'll kind of slide through the weeds. Not all the time. You lose them. Yeah, and another thing people always ask me too, you know, because I'll jig with some suckers, you know, on the flowage, and I'm talking walleye size suckers or some of the other lakes in the fall. And it does seem, yeah, if guys put on too small of a jig, you almost have to let them suck it in. Otherwise, they're just like getting the back part and they don't even get the hook in their mouth. So I think part of that, you know, using a bigger jig, maybe even using a little stinger hook on it, you know, might be helpful too. You could do slip bobbers with sucker minnows as well. On some of the dark water lakes, guys have done real good spring and fall. Kind of the same sort of deal going on.
A lot of different tactics to try, and, you know, the fishing is going to be good all the way up through. The biggest part or biggest challenge is trying to stay warm out there some days on some days.
Yep, and I know, yeah, the last, oh gosh, definitely the last few seasons, especially in October. Yeah, I was bringing, you know, a heater in the boat. You know, one of them sunflower ice fishing heaters. You don't want to start yourself on fire, but it is a nice way to warm up your hands, just as long as it's safe and, yeah, you don't melt your boat. So,
well, you know, actually, that kind of reminds me of I was fishing with a guide one time, just riding along with him down on the Mississippi River in February. And the guy had a big rubber roofing mat on the floor of his Tuffy boat. In a 5-gallon steel paint pail in there, half full of sand or a quarter full of sand, and he started a charcoal fire in that, and he'd keep the boat warm, and you could hang your gloves on the edge of the bucket. It was kind of an interesting way, but I'd prefer to use the little buddy heaters or something out there.
That's awesome, though.
You bet. Well, Tom, if anybody's interested in getting out with you for a guide trip, how do they get a hold of you here or the late fall thing?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at TomLeahyGuideService.com or 715-558-6755.
Yeah, and you're also, if they're planning already for the ice fishing stuff, and I'm not planning for it yet, but some guys might, you do some guiding for the ice fishing too.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Tom, for coming on here with us.
All right. Thank you, John. Really appreciate it.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. From there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.